Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food, we're doing some giveaways, we have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
So to the news of the day, started with Puff Johnson getting on social media saying that he's entering the transfer portal. And while it's possible that guys can come back to the school that they could potentially leave and enter the transfer portal, based on his statement, it sounds like it's a wrap. He's going to go, he's thanking Chapel Hill, off to see what's next for my basketball career. Thanks for the memories. I'm out. So that's four guys who have entered the transfer portal now for North Carolina since the season ended, and they didn't go to the NIT. Justin McCoy, who was already a transfer, so we could probably kind of strip him out of this conversation in the grand scheme of things. That's followed by Tyler Nickel, Dontrezl Styles, and now Puff Johnson. And when you look at all four, as Brian Ives over at the ACC Network pointed out to me, that's 11, the guys who basically were amounted 11% of the minutes played last season. Not a lot of guys. Not a lot of minutes played, right?
Yeah.
And then, And then, to wrap up the news of the day,
all right.
Jeff Goodman, Stadium, he tweeted out that Armando Baycott's coming back for another year in Chapel Hill. He's got one more year of eligibility, and he's going to do it playing for the Tar Heels.
Yeah, there's two separate conversations to be had here. All right? And all things, there can be nuance.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
The players who are leaving the program straight up did not play.
No.
The number one reason someone would transfer in 2023 is the same reason someone would transfer in 1986. They want to play. All right? So, no one should blame Puff Johnson. No one should blame Dontrezl Styles. No one should blame Tyler Nickel.
Tyler Nickel, yeah.
And no one should blame Justin McCoy, quite frankly, who's a local kid who went to Virginia, had a role at Virginia, wasn't recruited by Carolina out of school. And when they offered him, guess what? Most local kids want to go to Carolina.
Yeah.
It's a thing. I hate to be the one who points this out to you. With that in mind, players want to play, all right? Can we have a longer conversation about how Hubert Davis has used his bench?
Yes, we can.
Without being at practice, I can't tell you how good these players are.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you, should he have played these players more? Should he have had a larger rotation? Here's what I can tell you. Dean Smith and Roy Williams were masters at developing players. There was a template in college basketball. You came in as a freshman. You learned. You probably played about 10 minutes a game. You learned. The next year, you took a pretty good jump, even on the old way. You played more. You got up to about 18 minutes a game. Then in your last 2 years, you were a part of the rotation. You were a starter. You were an all-ACC type player playing, you know, anywhere between 32 and 36 minutes a game. Okay? That's how it used to be. Roy Williams he coached at Carolina for 18 years. For like a decade, the only players who left were four players from the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them.
Yeah.
And they left in part because they wanted to play at a school in California, and in part because they felt like they weren't getting the right spots. Larry Drew and the Ware twins felt like they weren't being used the right way. Alex Stevenson was a big who wanted to play at USC, wanted to stay closer to home. Cool. But the reason he was able, while the rest of the world was melting down and while Mark Godfrey was fired in 2017, specifically, Debbie Yao said, for not retaining and developing players, Roy Williams was, and I want you to remember this now, Carolina fans, when Luke May would come in, not Luke May as you think of today, but as the preferred walk-on, who, you know, the old story, he didn't have a scholarship. He always had a scholarship. While he was there, by the way. Luke May, you never wanted Luke May to play, but he would play him. He'd play him early, and he'd keep playing him, and you'd be cursing him out. And then they get to the NCAA tournament, and Luke May hits a three, and all of a sudden it's, oh, man, I knew it all along. All along. Mm-hmm. I had Roy's back the whole time. So I just want you to stop and think right now. If you're a Carolina fan that was cursing Roy Williams for playing Luke May and developing players, then you can't turn around now and curse Hubert Davis for not playing the guys who, at his practice, in his program, he's watching on a daily basis and making the evaluation. These players aren't good enough to play for Carolina. That is his evaluation on a daily basis. If you know more than the coach, that is awesome. But please, and I love it sometimes when you get mad at me, because, oh my God, you just hate Carolina. No, I get mad at people who are inconsistent and dishonest. And that is where you get me, Carolina fans. That is where you get me. You're mad at Hubert Davis, who went to the national championship in year one because Tyler Nickel transferred? Guys, Mark Gottfried once thought Maverick Rowan was better than the Martin twins. That's a reason to get pissed. This is called turnover on your roster in 2023. Welcome to college basketball. Dean Smith, not there. Roy Williams, not there. This is how life is lived when you don't have a Hall of Fame coach. By the way, the coach you have went to the national championship game in his first year as a head coach. But you're trying to tell me, Joe Ovius, that that doesn't matter anymore. We're going to sit here and be mad that Justin McCoy decided to transfer. Get out of here with yourself, please. Pretty please. With sugar on top.
How did you start your rant? Can we do this with more nuance? Is that how you started?
There's a lot of nuance.
There was a lot of nuance there. Just like, I want nuance, but then it's a very binary. He went to the championship game. That's very binary.
In his first year.
How?
The end of the season, they figured some things out, and they played really well for about 5 weeks.
How did Brady Manick come into the lineup?
Came into the lineup because Dawson Garcia basically didn't like his situation and played the system a little bit to figure out a way to keep a year of eligibility and play another year somewhere else because he didn't want to play there anymore.
Sure. But my point is Brady Manick doesn't become Brady Manick because Hubert Davis decided he's going to be my guy. It was out of necessity. I mean, this is where the nuance comes in, okay? So we saw for the majority of the year a team that was not living up to its expectations. And then they got hot and kind of used Carolina or used Duke as this kind of like jumping off
spark
point.
Yeah.
And we saw for the majority of this year more of the same. And I think it's perfectly valid to wonder why.
There was no spark ever this year.
There was no spark ever. It never turned around. They had their toughness questioned. They backed down at times and they had some moments. They had multiple players only meetings and everything else. So it's not about Justin McCoy. It's not. You can roll your eyes all you want.
Yeah, but you're accusing me of being extremely online before we started the show.
You're looking at people who are mad about these transfers, and it's just not the same as it was 5 years ago.
It's not about the transfers.
Okay.
It's not about the transfers themselves.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuta, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group.
You're right, and everybody else is right, that college basketball is different now. Right? I think we can all agree that you're going to see more of this, and Carolina's not immune for it. You know, Duke's going to go through some of this offseason. State's already been going through this. Kentucky, etc. The point that I'm trying to make here is it's not about the transfers themselves. It's why didn't these guys see more playing time?
That I don't know. Okay. I'm not a practice. I don't watch them on a regular basis.
You're talking about, well, they weren't good enough to play Carolina or whatever it is.
That was the decision that he made. That's clear.
That's the decision that he made. Yes. Was it the right decision? Could they have been worked with? you know, you used Luke May as this example. It's like, who could have predicted that? I mean, that's a credit to Roy Williams. But this
you're not going to predict that he became the player that he did. So this but is, you're playing a guy. That's the old way, right? You play him 8, 10 minutes. Then you give him 16, 18. Then you give him 25, 30. And then you keep
which gets us to the new way. And this is what I'm going to get. This is why you're, you know, he went to the final last year. As though, how much time does that buy you? In this day and age of college basketball. No, I'm being serious.
It should buy you more than the number of people who are questioning his future at Carolina.
I don't
think. That's what I think.
I'm going to say this. I'm not saying this in the from a perspective of I want Hubert Davis to be fired. I'm not saying this from the perspective that I think he should be fired. I'm just telling you the reality of the situation that I see. Hubert Davis is in a very similar position that Kevin Keats was last year at NC State. The timeline at Carolina, you can agree, is accelerated. Yes.
Correct. They have a different standard.
Okay. And if the standard is win, and they don't do that this past season, and the college basketball landscape has changed that you better hit in the transfer portal, you have a very, very quick turnaround time to make this work. So these guys who are transferring weren't good enough to play at Carolina. That's your argument. Okay, cool. I'm going to go with that.
It's not what I'm saying.
That's what they're
saying. The coach was saying
so
by not giving them minutes.
Then you have to go and go into the transfer portal and find a guy to play the three. You need wings. They don't have any wings right now. Okay?
I would if I'm North Carolina, I would operate under the assumption that you have Armando Bacot and R.J. Davis.
R.J. Davis. And you're probably going to...
And now you got to fill in the rest of your roster. Jalen Washington has no reason not to come back. I would assume he'll get some minutes.
You have to replace Leakey. You're going to have to replace Pete Nance. And you're going to have to replace some of the, you know, and Puff Johnson, obviously. So right now, when you're looking at the roster going forward, who's going to play the wing? Honestly, who's going to play that spot?
I mean, now, they do have actual freshman recruits.
They do, but my understanding, they got two recruits coming in. One's a combo guard, the other one's a power forward. My understanding is that they're okay. They're guys. They're not program changers. It's not the way that 2024 has been positioned, right, including this kid up from New York that, you know, you really want to go extremely online conspiracy theories. They're looking at Rick Pitino taking over the St. John's job and going, oh, boy, what's going on here? It's always in play. Or they could reclassify one of these guys to play next year. So I don't think it's...
Yeah, two top 60 recruits coming in.
Yeah. What I'm getting at here is that I don't think...
Forward, yeah.
I don't think it is over the top to raise an eyebrow with what's going on in Chapel Hill. Nor do I think...
But it shouldn't be by the number of transfers. That shouldn't be the reason to raise an eyebrow.
You're right.
It should be.
It's going to be, who does he bring in? That's always going to be the answer. Who's he going to bring in? And I still don't know the answers to that. I don't know what his track record is with this. And it's Carolina, so they're clearly going to have the benefit of pulling guys in who want to play for Carolina.
I was going to say, look at Kentucky.
But
because they get players, they've regularly gone to players out of the portal over the last 5 years. And they get the best players there are. So Carolina's going to go in and get who they want. That's how it works.
Just hopped in my car. Why is Joe yelling? Hashtag bless. Yeah, you got really worked up there.
I get mad at Carolina fans when they're inconsistent. I get mad at anyone when they're inconsistent.
Every fan base is inconsistent.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and get mad at who's leaving. That's what college basketball is now.
Yes.
I'm not acting like we're going back in a time machine and getting mad at Kyle Washington leaving NC State, right?
I guess this is where you and I ultimately disagree. I don't think that people are mad over who's leaving. People are mad at the situation. And people are wondering whether or not Hubert Davis is going to be able to get this thing right. Because we've...
Again, so how does he not get any credit for the first year then? That's the part I'm confused by.
I just explained it to you.
I guess I'll remain confused.
I just explained it to you.
A different standard.
It's a different standard. For the better part of 2 years, they've not lived up to the standard. They got hot. And the further we get away from
don't you want to get hot at that time, though?
They want to be good all year. You've even admitted this. Carolina squads go out there and they hammer people. When they're in championship windows, they hammer people.
They did not this year.
They didn't do that this year.
They'd be Clemson pretty good. in Chapel Hill.
Okay, they got that.
Still have one.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.